The series originally was just to educate our students, but we've decided we have a much broader role here, and we thought we'd like to make an opportunity not only for our students, but the business community, the professionals, other students in other universities. We just think it's a great opportunity to be able to bring some people in here that are high caliber, high note, and interact with them.
Who's going to be coming in, and what do you hope that they share with the audience?
Well, Bob Bodine comes in Monday night, and he's talking on his book, The Power of Who. Bob is probably one of the best executive recruiters in the country. He's been on Good Morning America, and his book is a really amazing book that shows that your who is more, even more powerful than a network, and he'll be addressing that. On Tuesday, Stacey Alster from the WTA main headquarters, which is in St. Petersburg, and I don't know how many people even know that, but Stacey's going to talk about the global business of the WTA because they're such a global brand, and they're working and doing tournaments in the Mideast and Singapore and Malaysia and the Far East, and it's a very interesting business model. Then we brought in Andrew Brandt from ESPN.com. He's a former assistant general manager of the Packers. It's football playoff time, and Andrew's an expert on the business of the NFL, so we thought that might be an interesting topic to address. And then Colby Jubenville is a professor at Middle Tennessee, and he's co-authored a book called Zebras and Cheetahs, which is talks about different management styles and different ways that people cope. And he tells us that we're either a zebra or a cheetah, and that's going to be pretty fascinating.
You kind of touched on it earlier. Who should come out to the lecture series?
Really, it's open to anybody with an interest in trying to better themselves, I mean, and learn more about what's going on in the world. The Bodine series, anybody that's looking for a job, anybody that's looking to move up, anybody that's looking to be a better salesperson, it's a networking. It's great for that. Brandt, if you're an NFL fan and you want to learn more about how the NFL works and what the business model is, that's great. Stacey is, an expert on the global business, and we're really a lot of emphasis now on Tampa becoming much more global and reaching out and doing some things in South America and everything else. I think Stacey can help address that. And then Colby with the Zebras and Cheetahs, just a different way of looking at our own styles and our own interactions with other people. So everybody can learn from it.
And lastly, how much is sports becoming business? How much can sports learn from business, and business can learn from sports, particularly with this sports and entertainment management program here at USF?
Well, it's we're not a program for a sports fan, but we're a program for a person that would like to work in the sports industry or the entertainment industry. It's a fast-paced area. It's very competitive, but it's very creative. It's always trying to find a new audience, and you know, it's one of those products where it's affected by things that other products aren't affected by. Like, if you drink Coca-Cola, the number of cases Coca-Cola is going to sell from one year to the other probably doesn't vary that much. But if you're the Buccaneers and you go 10-4 and you go 3-11, and then you're going to get a lot of variance. So it's how to adjust with that, how to stabilize, and how to look, and how to attract people. And then also in the competitive world that we live in with so many different options for entertainment and sport, how do you compete? How do you find your niche? How do you find your audience?